The Word Swallower. There is no charge for admission to the green mildewed tent staked slackly in an alley of the midway between a cotton candy cart and ping-pong toss. Build an attraction, the Word Swallower is not. Few come to observe him, seated on a steel folding chair beneath a single spot in a vacant, shadowed, curtained room, enshrined in silence. He swallows words. His silence is golden. No matter how keen the verbiage rising to his tongue, no matter how many edges on each unspoken word that comes to mind, his tent is hushed, but for the whispers of visitors who mark well his silent line of lips. He answers no questions, retorts to no quip, responds to no riposte, and his attendant dog-faced boy at the door tells every dusty bumpkin a grim, dismal tale. Says the boy, "If there were a king of the carnival, a lord of the boardwalk, the Word Swallower is not he. He hasn't spoken since he learned to talk. With no words for his wisdom, he speaks none. Philosophers divide our sullen species from the other chimpanzees by the power of speech, but the Word Swallower knows finer and says not on this or any other subject. The Word Swallower denies nothing. He fears no loss in lack of speech. He keeps peace battened like a castle under siege and guards an armory of lustrous weapons best left beyond reach. From imaginary battlements, each word slips behind the tongue, lies sunk in the gullet, plummets to the gut. Lips sealed, tongue unbitten, his thought hardens beneath the red fist, beating the bars of his chest, and the bellows burning breath into a world soundless and pointless without words. At dusk, the Word Swallower and dog-faced boy stroll into the hills of a trim town noisy with street-lit night. The boy barks. The Word Swallower strokes the curly fur on the boy's ears, creeping through charged darkness and the grandiloquence of stars.